Shades of gray in the sky, slush on the road, and 19 degrees.
How can you talk about gray? We are in the Christmas spirit today.
We are. Isn't it beautiful?
So you have to kind of change the tone of that.
Okay.
I walked across Ely Square.
Yeah.
Now, the lights are not turned on over there yet.
Are they up?
But there's frames for
the big lighting ceremony, right?
Now, there's still more lights I think need to be put up. Hmm. And they may be doing it this weekend, like I guess is on my list of things to do.
Sure.
As it warms up just a little bit, getting the lights on, decorating for the holidays. I was looking in the Not Forgotten box. That's where we're at the Chronicle Telegram lobby here. And I miss searching for those toys. There's all these different toys in here.
Yeah.
My daughter's now at a certain age where I don't go down those aisles in the store anymore, where you get to play the noise and press the fire engine and get the dolls to talk.
Toys from days gone by.
So I may have to make an extra trip to this year to do it, to pick up some toys to drop off here at the Not Forgotten box. And someone who would be happy that I would do that would be Lucy Velez, who heads up the Not Forgotten box program. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how long have you been in charge of the Not Forgotten box? When did they give you that mantle?
Actually, I was thinking about that the other day, and it's possible at least 7 years.
And obviously your job is to paint the sign every year to make sure it looks great and get the box put together and bring out all the decorations. But really, what is it that you do to coordinate all of this effort?
Well, we pull together our coordination between, well, Chronicle Telegram and the Salvation Army. We get the dates lined up. We have sign-ups at the Salvation Army. We find out how many children we need to attend. And then everything happens on this side. We let the public know what the need is, what the dates are, etc.
And then I know the Chronicle always puts a story in there.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
Maybe daily or as often as possible, just to remind people. And different stories that are going on with people. Because everybody who drops something off probably has a story of why they're dropping things off or what they remember about the Not Forgotten box.
I think that's the best part for myself. Everybody has a story. Everyone has a reason that they want to do this. Whether it's something they see in the newspaper or something that touched them, like Martha earlier in her life, how the Salvation Army made a difference for her. Everybody seems to have a story. We had a woman last night who came in who just deployed her son off to Okinawa for 2 years. And what they decided to do, they celebrated Thanksgiving and Christmas before she left. And they took the money they were going to buy items for him and spent it on toys. So it was really melancholy. It was beautiful.
People come in. What are the hours for people to drop off the toys?
We're here between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday, and we'll be here Saturday, December 6th and December 13th from 10 a.m. until noon.
Typically, how many toys do you collect?
Wow. We always set our goal at 8,000. We average about 1,200 children, and it starts out slow, and then it builds, as you had said earlier. Mm-hmm. And every year we do sweat and we do worry if we're going to hit the goal.
Well, I noticed, yeah. You know, you see the goal in the paper and that comes out and you see, like, for example, just looking at today's paper, today's count 317 toys.
Right.
Which sort of seems like a lot, but it really isn't in the scheme of things of how many people are served and what kids would need a toy this year.
It's a long ways to go.
And the variety of toys that would be brought in here. As well. Any other stories from the past 7 years you can think of that really kind of inspire you when the season starts again? You think this year's going to be great because, and I remember the...
Well, the community really rallies. It's wonderful. We have a woman that comes in almost every year. She shows up on a Saturday, and from circumstances in the past, she was a foster child. She never gives her name. She loads her van from the floor to the ceiling. And she comes both Saturdays. It's filled with toys. She just wants to make sure that there's families out there that know there's help for them, that they know that, you know, all's not lost. At Christmas time, it's, you know, the kids in school talk about, oh, what they got for Christmas. Well, when one child gets a pair of socks and nothing else, it makes it hard. So with this program, that helps distribute. And everybody can have something.
We're talking today with Lucy Velez with the Not Forgotten Box. She heads up the program here with the Chronicle Telegram, also works with the Salvation Army. What can you tell us about the distribution day? Have you been there when they've that sort of thing?
Yes. It's unbelievable. There's hundreds of bags of toys lined up in the gym. They bring the family member in, and they call out a number.